WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to hear a dumbass?
Dumbass.
Want to hear one?
Yeah.
Dumbass.
And, okay, big news, breaking news, breaking.
Hold on a second, yeah. We know she's a dumbass. Big ass. But he's a bigger ass.
Okay.
Dumbass.
Here's my take on this. I think Rosie O'Donnell is unraveling. I think she's a danger to herself. I do. I think Disney has got an enormous problem. I think the woman wakes up every morning and cannot control herself.
Right,
can't
O'Reilly.
Control herself on any level.
Uh-huh.
And I think she's going to, something very, very troubling is going to happen. And I also believe that very few people couldn't have got away with what she did.
Mm-hmm.
But because she's a lesbian woman, she got away with it. It says something. No. That says something about our society.
Dumbass.
Wow.
That's what it says.
Dumbass.
You're a gigantic dumbass.
Dumbass.
One of the guys.
O'Reilly.
Artistically bankrupt. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, right.
Dumbass.
Oh, thank you. We heard that.
Be warned. This is extremely graphic. So if you have small children in the room, don't let them disturb you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh. Tango.
Uh-oh.
Hey, let's disco.
All right.
Or as they say in Rhode Island, let's ditto.
Ditto.
Our website is open all the time, donandmikewebsite.com.
24 hours a day now?
Lots of good. I lied, Mike.
You said all the time.
You said all the time, and I thought we'd gone finally.
Daylight hours.
Okay. Still haven't gotten the. Is the hiring sign still up there?
Local sunrise to sunset.
Okay. That's better than we were before. It's a good thing.
We've got our website up. And you can go to it anytime, donandmikewebsite.com. A lot of good stuff, audio highlights, your daily log. You've got the Photoshop part, the Hollywood part, a very nice message board.
Right.
I was just looking. One of the threads was about our proposed broadcast with Tom Joyner.
Mm-hmm.
That has to be discussed in the higher echelons of CBS Radio and his company, ABC Radio.
Okay.
So give us some time to work that out.
Yeah.
A guy with the screen name of Major Bill wrote, something like, yeah, this is going to happen, like the interview with Merrill Howard Kalin. I guess we should have followed up on that as well. We have been trying desperately.
Oh, no.
Desperately. Yeah, to try to get this guy on the show.
Mm-hmm.
There's no polite way to put this. At first we were going to get, who was it, John, the manager?
We talked to the guy that produced the original
his TV show, his cable access show, right?
Yeah. And it's been, I guess he said, Joe told me it had been like 10 years since the tape was actually made, and he's lost track of Merrill, but he's still looking for him
Yeah, and...
You never know what direction that can go in.
So so when we first said, hey, we're going to have him on the show, it's because we did get some contact from this guy.
We kind of thought, that it was actually, he was still maybe doing that show, too. We thought it was fresh. It was 10 years old.
Yeah. So I guess we have to now ask, if you know where Merrill Howard Kalin is, please contact us.
Yes. Adana Mike APB.
We'd like to have him on the show. Because we were going to have him on. We wanted to have him on. Now we don't know where he is.
Oh, no.
I hope he's well.
I
really. What?
He's in Infinity Management.
That's a possibility.
But we're looking.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Joe?
How are you doing, Joe?
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Hi, Joe. Right.
There it is.
So that should take care of at least some of the loose ends that the little brains have going up on our message board.
Very good.
Mike, are you at all nervous yet about singing the national anthem?
I've been nervous since the decision was made that I... You know, was actually going to do that. I'm actually very nervous. You know, it's the nervousness comes in this regard. It's the fact that you're singing the national anthem.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
It's not like you're singing anything else. You know,
serious.
You got to make sure you do it. And you know, if it was something where you could have a little fun or whatever, no, you just get up there and you do the very best you can. And I'm not a singer, and I'm really looking forward to doing this. It's something where I think I said it last summer on the show. It was a fantasy of mine to sing the national anthem at a sporting event. We got a call from all the minor league teams.
Right.
I did it at a Potomac Nationals game, and then through some contacts that John Norman explored, we they they agreed to let me do it. I emphasize they agreed to let me do it.
It's Saturday night at RFK Stadium here in D.C., the Nationals and the Mets,
right.
7 o'clock, and Mike's going to be singing the national anthem. We'll have the tape for you on Monday's show.
Oh. And it's the Mets, so it's going to be a very big game. Yeah. I mean, anytime a New York sports team comes into town,
right.
Obviously they're very, they're packed. So, everybody come out to the game, and I'm looking forward to it. And I'm going to sing it at a pace where the one criticism I have when people sing the national anthem a cappella is they linger a little too long.
Right.
I'm not going to rush through it, but I'm also not going to do one of those things where,
not going to do it like Powers Booth?
Oh, say, does that Star Spangled Banner.
Oh.
Let's have a conference here.
On the topic of Powers Booth.
Yes.
And, and on the topic of our website. That's the other thing I was going to mention. I was just looking on the website, and some of you little brains tapped into something that my kid told me about, and I called Mike about today, about Powers Booth. The guy who is...
I find the obscure ones, don't I?
Yeah, the guy who is the president right now on 24, okay?
Well, he was vice president. He was Vice President Noah Daniels.
So
he's alive, is he?
I was talking to my son, and we got to the point of the conversation where he was pretty much patronizing me, where he says, so, Dad, what's new on the show? And I tell him, I say, Uncle Mike killed today with his Powers Booth impression. And he says, who's Powers Booth? And I said, Barty, he's an old actor. He's the guy who's the president now, and 24th, the vice president. And Bart said, in some film study class where they were looking at how tragedies became miniseries.
Right.
I guess that's the focus of this class.
Sure it is.
It's a media class.
Right.
They watched the made-for-TV movie about Jim Jones.
When I fed him the Kool-Aid.
They had just watched it like 3 weeks ago. Uh-huh. And he said, Dad, the same guy that you're talking about played Jim Jones.
Wow. Brief story about that, if you'd like to hear it.
Yeah, please.
You know, I won an Emmy for that role. As Reverend Jim Jones in Guyana, I went to the Emmy Awards, even though there was a Screen Actors Guild strike. And I accepted my Emmy in spite of the fact that all these actors were out with their highfalutin ways on strike. I took my award and I took it home, and that's what I did. It was a courageous move on my part. I said, screw y'all. I'm Powers Allen Booth, and I'm taking my Emmy Award home. You understand me?
So now we need is a merging of the character from 24 with Jim Jones.
Yeah, Jim Jones. I have to look at the Guyana show. I'd just like to say you're all
you really
wonderful.
Need to know is drink the Kool-Aid, right? Yeah.
Well, drink the Kool-Aid. We'd like to welcome you to the wonderful resort. You all have your beds, your cots. We had a nice commune, and I'm God. Now drink the Kool-Aid. It's filled with poison.
Bart said that there's a particularly good scene when he's telling everybody as they're on cots, he's touching them on the heads and telling them, drink this, and then we'll all be on the spaceship together.
We're going to be on that spaceship going to paradise.
That's right.
Paradise Booth, the Planet Booth. We're going to the Planet Booth, and you can all join in with me and enjoy yourselves. And after we get back, we're going to go visit Jack Bauer. He's what? I ordered those missiles dropped. Don't you understand?
What about that blonde chick in your office?
Hey, why don't you do me a favor? Let's spend the rest of the night together. Not really presidential behavior. Let me plant my big pockmarked face right on those blonde lips of yours. Sweetheart, you mannish Ann Coulter look-alike, you. You.
Hey, look how smart our listeners are. Hold on a second.
What are they doing now?
Are
they causing trouble? Are they causing
a
ruckus?
No, hold on
a
second.
That's what your listeners do normally.
No, I want to give this guy credit.
Cause a ruckus.
This guy posted this yesterday at 5:04 p.m.
Okay.
I remember Powers Booth. From the Jim Jones TV movie
from
the 1980s.
That's about his biggest thing.
Well, he won the
since,
Emmy.
Well, he did Deadwood, too, but nobody really watched Deadwood, right?
That's from a guy named D's Nuts. Good for him. That's a good pull. He had it yesterday. I just found out about it today.
Yeah, we all did, as a matter of fact.
You should read this.
And then they've got some stuff from him on Tombstone. So, yeah, it's all over our website.
Is there anything about my complexion?
There is not.
Do they do anything about my complexion? Like why I have those little They're not really pock marks as much as needlepoint marks. Like somebody's been hatcheting away at my countenance with a dart. A tiny little bar dart that you'd see in any pub, any bar across this country.
Drink that Kool-Aid.
Drink the Kool-Aid. Now kiss me, Blondie. And drop the bomb on them. That's what I say. I'm Noah Daniels Powers Allen Booth. How y'all doing? You know where I was born in real life?
Where?
Texas. You surprised?
No. Everything's bigger in Texas.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Yeah, don't mess with Texas.
Mess with me. Mess with. I wish my dermatologist had messed with me a little bit. I surely, surely do.
Hello there.
Had a good day.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, we're talking about Powers Booth.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we love Powers Booth.
He was in Red Dawn.
Yeah, that's great. That's fine. Thanks for dropping that on me with Patrick Swayze, Red Dawn.
Red Dawn.
Wonderful performance I did, but didn't change my pock marks. I got pock marks the size of lifesavers.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, yeah, I was calling to talk to Don and Mike about Powers Booth.
People coming out of the woodwork, you see?
Powers Booth.
There's something to be said for a character actor.
What's happening?
Get a grip on yourself, son. You only got a few minutes of radio time to deal with here.
Did you see Red Dawn, his great appearance in Red Dawn?
Someone just mentioned that.
Just
you're repeating yourself.
It. Just had it.
For Christ's sake, I'm going to break up the room pretty soon.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Powers Booth also had his head explode in Scanners.
Oh.
You took me out of character.
Was he the guy?
No, that's not the guy. That's not Powers Booth. Because you're talking about the guy that was also in Starship Troopers.
The famous scene in Scanners when the guy's head blows out?
No, that guy is the guy from Star... You know the sergeant?
Starship Troopers is also him.
Nope. No. It's a different actor we're talking about.
Are you talking about the guy in Starship Troopers?
That has the arm blown off.
Totally different actor.
Yeah, Powers
totally
Booth,
different actor. But that's the guy from Scanners that has his head blow up.
Right. That's the guy who in the movie about the big ants has, what does he have, one arm or
one
something?
Arm, and he still continues like with a prosthetic on it, and he is, he's the big drill sergeant. He's effectively the drill sergeant in Starship Troopers.
And don't you remember how everybody loved that shower scene when that movie first came out?
When the men and the women are just showering and they're not thinking anything about it?
Nothing to it.
Wouldn't that be special?
Oh, boy.
Make you want to go grab a public shower, wouldn't it?
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hey. Huh?
A. Hey. B. C. D.
Hey,
F. You failed.
Bye!
I'm sorry, it's a sliding
scale. He didn't get his act together.
Not in time.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you
guys doing? Slow on the uptake. Y'all slow. You're too slow.
Hey, Mike, the one line that I can't believe you guys forgot on 24 was when he said, your president's a dirty old man.
Well, now, maybe I could say it to you.
Yeah, baby.
Your president's a dirty old man.
Oh, thank you.
Now, go grab a change of boxer shorts and meet me back in the Oval Office closet. Thank you, young man.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Scoot, man. Off you go now. I'm tired of you.
There he goes to listen to himself. Hi there, Don and Mike show.
1-1000.
And I'll try that one. Hi, Don and Mike.
Exactly. When you're so eager to call, you call from the tunnel.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Powers, are you there?
I'm not sure I want to go down this road talking to listeners and such.
Could you talk to Morgan Freeman?
I don't like those kind of requests.
Now everyone knows, please. Mike is a fragile flower. He's a performer.
I got a powerful headache talking to you.
Whoa.
Your president's a dirty old man. I like that line.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show. Oops. That was my error. Hello. You're on the air.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
I wanted to compliment you on your restaurant, man. Me and the wife went there Thursday night. That was great.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Well, I'll raise a flag since you didn't get food poisoning. Good stuff. Clear the air.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Powers Booth also played in a movie called Frailty.
What's Frailty?
What is that?
Oh, that was a movie with Matthew McConaughey.
Ah! Oh, it's got to be great then.
Oh, it was. You got to check it out. It was a really good movie.
Yeah, I'll check it out because I love Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, McConaughey, cocky little upstart punk.
You know what I love? You know what else I love? Ingrown hairs right on my taint.
Get out of here, please.
He's got them. McConaughey and Booth.
Hi there. You're on the air. This is the Don Run Show.
Hey, just want to say that I think that guy was talking about Michael Ironside from Starship Troopers.
That's the guy, Michael Ironside, I think is the name of the guy.
Thank you.
And he's another guy that's the evil. He's even more evil than Powers Booth. He's got that sinister face. He's played some bad guys.
He's been in a lot of movies. Probably more movies than that guy, Powers Booth, right?
More feature films, definitely. A great character actor.
Plays the heavy a lot, doesn't
he? A lot of heavy. And Scanners is one of the great scenes of all time, where he's just this evil creature.
And that head blows up.
Oh, my God.
Boy, oh, boy.
Incredible.
I like to die the first time I saw that.
You like to fall out when that happens?
I like to fall out. I said, get her done!
That was special.
And I said it way back before Larry the Cable Guy. I said, get her done!
That's right.
Did you say that? I'm proud of you.
Bowers Booth.
I'd give you a pat on the back if I was close enough to do so.
Gosh, I'm thirsty.
You're thirsty? Would you like some of my pus?
Oh.
I was going back to the Jim Jones thing.
Would you like some Kool-Aid? I was going back to the pockmark thing. You know, there must have been a day when I was spaghetti face. Must have been nasty. Not nasty no more. Powers Allen Booth from Texas. I'm getting an ice cream headache.
Okay, well, then we'll pause.
Let's take a pause.
Pause.
Take a duke.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.